Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. You know who you are. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Thank you for making us the number one show out of 65 different show hosts. Number one and number two, forgive me. Out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks, we're broadcasting into 159 cities, as well as 53 countries right now. Thank you very much. We totally appreciate it, and we know why you listen. We truly do. People are tired of today's conservatives telling you all the problems. Yes, we do discover the problem, but we also make reference to the law that brings about the answer if you're willing to be the law. Romans 3:20, right? And we are the law. We are the government in this country, and Americans have forgotten that. So, again, thank you for that. Wanted to let you know also, friends, we've got much to cover today. I'd like to cover paying the devil his dues. It's absolutely amazing what we're seeing across the boards. People don't realize that governments, all their propped up little idols in music, in movies, as well as the mainstream media, the Mockingbird media, the CIA-controlled Mockingbird media, they all work together. But what people don't realize is they think the government's just responsible for advocating these criminal agendas, which, in fact, at the end of the day, they are. But if you really pay attention to it, it's the said movie actors, and it's the said rock stars and the musicians, regardless of what genre you like, that are actually pushing it. As a matter of fact, there was a philosopher that said, "Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people." And that reminds me of something Abraham Lincoln said. He says, just push it towards public opinion. That's how you change laws. Just keep pushing it on the people, regardless if they agree with it or not, said Madonna. They'll accept it sooner or later. Well, I can safely say that this whole sodomite agenda, their regurgitation is completely falling back right on their head. Not just in the United States of America, but on a global basis. And it's interesting how the mainstream media keeps pushing the agenda on the behalf of less than 1.7% of the population, which just shows you, friends, they're trying to expose themselves to you to normalize their crime. See, guilty people like being around guilty people. That's just how the devil works, right? John 8:44. Well, the fact of the matter, again, it's kicking back. But I want to show you some of your favorite musicians, friends, that are out there telling you to shove it when it comes to the transgender movement, as they call it. No such thing. Or put that up against Genesis 5:2. But again, you're going to be surprised as to who this is coming from. It's never surprised me because I know who they work for. If you look at Matthew 4, the devil had the temerity, the audacity to basically offer the world to Jesus when in fact it's already his anyways, right? The government is upon his shoulders, and the Bible says that the Father is the governor of all nations. But what does Satan do? He comes about in his pride. And what is pride, friends? Self contending with God for the preeminence. And that's what the devil did in Isaiah 14. And at the end of the day, he loses every single time. But a lot of these said stars, as they call them, the fallen stars, let's call them for what they are. But a lot of these fallen stars, regardless of what facet that they're or what part that they play in demoralizing this country, it matters not. But it's amazing to me that they're willing to go ahead and bow down to the enemy and offer and take his offer in exchange for their soul. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose their own souls? But that's what they've done. And I'm going to show you before the end of the hour today. Before we get to that, and again, before we get to that, this is an important one. One of the things that we have been covering for decades, a decade and a half, forgive me. Boy, I'm not that old, am I? Nope. Thank you for that, Lord. But it's interesting that we have been warning over and over and over again by holding to the Word of God, this is what's going on. And before we were ever told, as a matter of fact, friends, about all these illegals coming in, I remember sharing with the people something that the Lord gave me. And I don't do this very often, but it was one of those that I wanted to share with you. That I seen a flood coming in from the southern border. Go ahead, check out the shows from years ago, and you'll remember this. Now we see the flood of illegals coming in that are being lured into America by your government, and this is a sign of judgment. Well, now we're finding, friends, Tim Brown just did this the other day, and he highlighted a woman. I didn't catch the show, forgive me, but I seen enough of it to understand that that was merely a confirmation of God's judgment upon this country, like it or not. And it's a woman that's in Texas that's finding that your government, and we told you about this years ago, friends, concerning the DHS bringing in illegals and dropping them off to Salvation Army and the Catholic Charities on the border. Lutheran services are doing the same thing, friends. It's a matter of fact, it's the churches that are destroying this country in so many different ways, but this is another facet and another way that they're doing so. They're bringing judgment upon their own country as they continuously advocate for the dark. I have no problem with the illegals coming into this country if they do it legally. I have no problem if those foreigners come into America if they do it legally, because in America we're all mutts. And I meant to say that. I was trying to be funny. I guess that happens every once in a great while. But I really truly don't have a problem with them coming into America lawfully, assimilating. Welcome, as long as you do it lawfully. But if you do it illegally, we don't want you here. But we all know that that's not what's happening here. We see what the federal government's doing and state governors are doing by opening the borders to illegals. Not only that, but we've seen Ron DeSantis, we've seen Greg Abbott, we've seen other governors, friends, where they've actually taken the illegals in, and rather than deporting them, they've imported them into America by actually flying them to the destination of their choice. I want you to see this. This is a video of a woman in Texas that's highlighting the fact that a lot of these illegals, they're military-aged men, and they're being brought to military-like or military-style bases in Texas there. Check this out, folks.
They only, again, want you to see what they want you to see. That's what Hitler did. They controlled the media. They controlled the propaganda machines. They would show you the film and the footage that they want. Look what we're doing. We're bringing them in here. We're taking them to New York. We're taking them to Chicago. We're putting them up in hotels. But what they're not telling you is right here, this military camp behind me, this is where they're bringing single young adult males. Highly fortified. You can't get in here. It's like
just like I told you, folks, that sooner or later, what they're going to do,
like myself,
you go ahead, you go ahead and mock all you want, but this is history repeating itself, and I wanted you to have the heads up that they are bringing single males, military-age men, into these military-style camps in Texas right now that we know of. And mark my words, it's a matter of time before they arm them, only to blame another monster that they're responsible for creating. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's not truthful. Hey, folks, we have been threading the needle of this illegal agenda that's been backed by the government to demoralize the American people, this whole sodomite agenda. Again, I've said it 50 times over the last month, but everything about this whole agenda, our laws condemn. But yet, it's the representatives, as they call themselves, in this country that are pushing forth this illegal agenda. What's the end aim concerning the sodomite agenda? Which, by the way, is less than 1.7% of the population, and the government's highlighting it. Why? Because they're highlighting themselves. They're exposing themselves by using these useful idiots for who they are. Read Leviticus 18:22, 20:13 as well. That's who these people are. They're sodomites. If you look in state statute, you will see that they are crimes against nature. That's directly extracted from Scripture, friends. Read Romans 1:26 to the end of the chapter. But folks, look at this. I just want to give them more airtime so you can understand. And I praise God that people are finally standing up and calling it for what it is. I got to say that. Finally, because for 15 years I've been taking the brunt of this whole agenda, and I'll happily do it on the behalf of the children and standing up for them. Why? Because I was one of those kids. I was one of those kids. They didn't get that far, but folks, they were very close. And I can see this stuff a mile away. I was raised in the hood, as you would call it, North Minneapolis. Moved 37 times as a kid. You know a con when you see a con, and you know a creep when you know a creep. And I'll tell you what, they're just doing the unthinkable today, so far and so much so, as to, again, be exposed for their crimes. Why are they being exposed for their crimes? Because there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, Scripture tells us. There's nothing hid that shall not be made known. Just think about this. Scripture tells us in the book of Hebrews that all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. All across the world, at the same exact time, the Lord sees us. Bradley, that's a little far-fetched. No, he's omnipotent. Folks, he's omnipresent. He sees all things at all times. He is God. What makes him God? Just that. He's infinite. Folks, he is beyond our thinking. Again, sometimes there's just good places to sit down and say, okay, that's why he is God. Of course. And submitting to who he is, what he is, how he operates, and the list goes on in Jesus Christ. Because he does have preeminence. But think of this. All the hairs of our heads are numbered. Every single hair on our heads are numbered. The Bible tells us, Jesus told us that. He's not a man that he should lie. And just think about this on top of that. A sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice. Most people don't like that. That's what I love about the Lord. Okay? I'm glad that he's in all things at all times in all places. That we can call upon him at all times in all places. That's what I love about him. Guilty people don't like that. Those that are born of the Spirit of God and those that put on Christ and wear that robe of righteousness, that's what they want. They want him in all things. Well, like it or not, he is in all things. And he sees all things naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. You're not going to get something over on the Most High. You are going to reap what you sow. And the reason I'm saying this is, look at this, friends. First said trans-state lawmaker in U.S. arrested on charges of distributing child sexual abuse images. Of course. Of course. Why are people saying, I played a video this earlier this week of a preacher who seemed like he was on par concerning the word, but then I started hearing him talk about judgment, which was great, because it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment, Hebrews 9:27, and then all of a sudden he says he's going to pray for those that are advocating pornography in the public school. That's a felony. That's a crime. Well, you're just going to sit back and pray? You know what? The Bible says those that forsake the law praise the wicked. And those that won't hear the law, the Bible says that they're cursed in Proverbs 28. And it also tells us that evil men understand not judgment, yet it's the very heart of God. Jeremiah 9:24. Read all these scriptures, folks. How are the bad guys going to learn if that's all you're going to do is pray for them? These are men, folks, that have crossed the line. Yesterday I had highlighted the fact that I had a friend that's in law enforcement, correctional, in the correctional institutions, and he had told me that these men that prey on children, he said the recidivism rate is 97%. That means when they go to prison for a crime, 6 months to a year and a half later, if they live that long in prison, they're released and they go out and do it again. Recidivism. That's the word. You got to kind of break it up into syllables and then just jam it out there. Recidivism. But that's the rate. Look at this. You can't make it up. First trans lawmaker? There's no such thing as a trans, let alone a lawmaker, that is spitting against heaven. He's a walking devil, walking in contradiction, and they want you to believe that they're the victims the devils do. Whoa! Again, this is no... Folks, here, let me show you how ridiculous this is. I told you in the past, and you know, I'll get to it in just a moment. I want you to see this. This committee had, again, in government, had not the prudence or discernment to give way to an individual like this. This individual calls himself a transgender, and he calls himself the big gay baby. And if you can see this on video, please go to it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. What are you going to find? You're going to find the video that I'm playing right now. Subscribe on top, SOL Radio Live. Or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're right there up on the top left side of the page. If you want to call in, stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Here's the big gay baby that said legislators opened the floor up to. As if to suggest that this person has a right to advocate lawlessness. But again, how do they do it? They play
District 97 and Senate District 4.
This is a man.
Thank you all for letting me speak. I believe we are all here for the same reason, which is to make schools a safe place for students. And
for the schools, safe place. This devil with the mask on that's a boy that wants you to believe that he's a girl, he's standing up for the students he wants you to believe.
And for faculty to thrive. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to share this space with you. But like I said, I am Maxwell. I am trans. I am big gay baby. My pronouns are they, them. What are yours?
Incredible.
I'm here to ask you to vote
Incredible.
No.
Incredible. Where is the law
Speaking
to condemn these crimes?
27-year-old
That's us.
Artist that lives every day to secure kindness.
Validation.
Love, and acceptance.
Hey, folks, they're at war with God. If they're at war with God, what do you think they're going to be at war with? People that stand for the law. That's why they're calling you haters, as if to suggest. Jesus said that you're going to be hated for his love in John 15. He also said the same thing in John 7:7, because he testified against the world that the deeds are evil to his brothers, right? He said, you're going to be hated by the world for my name's sake. And yet God is love, and so is the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything he did was out of love. But it's these sorts of people, like the big gay baby, that are playing the victim, that want your acceptance because they want to create a world without God along with them, which will never happen. Matter of fact, case in point, thank you, Lord. Just seen a post a little bit ago. 8 billion people in the world. Every single one of the 8 to 9 billion people that are on the planet have a what? Question mark. 1-866-582-9933. 8 to 9 billion people on this planet. Every single one of them has a what? 1-866-582-9933. Here, let me answer the simple question. A mother. If you left it up to the sodomites, there would be nobody on the planet. Do you understand? Again, this is why they call them crimes against nature. I've had it with the big gay baby. And again, they want to play the victim. And I want you to see this because it's important that you do see this, friends. Because this is brand new information once again. And what is it? Grizzly triple murder gets trans activist life in prison. I know people still haven't quite figured this out. Somehow or another, they still believe that they are the victims. Dana Rivers, a man claiming to be a woman and a nauseating transgenderism promoter, has been sentenced to remain behind bars for the rest of his life. This is for committing a gruesome triple murder in 2016. Hey, folks, you want to celebrate their crimes? Because that's really what it's all about. Again, pride is nothing more than self contending for the preeminence with God, and it's just not going to happen. The Lord is exactly where he needs to be, and we are exactly where we need to be. Now we need to follow the Christ and do what he commanded us to deal with these criminals. Amen. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The head of a mercenary group of soldiers in Russia is reportedly calling a halt to his military advance on Moscow. Russian state media says the leader of Wagner Group held talks with the president of Belarus and agreed to de-escalate the situation. President Biden speaking with other world leaders about the latest developments in Russia. The White House says the president spoke with the leaders of France, Germany, and the UK today after being briefed by his national security advisors. Special Counsel Jack Smith is requesting a delay in the classified documents trial of former President Trump until December. That request is due to the longer-than-expected time required to obtain security clearances. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 37 criminal counts related to his handling of classified documents. The Supreme Court has yet to release two major decisions for this term. Rulings on affirmative action and President Biden's student loan relief plan were not announced this week. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to get some more information out there for you concerning what it is that is happening during this month. Longtime CNN producer hit with a $15 million civil lawsuit amid child trafficking case. This is all the government, friends. This is all the government, the corrupting government that are pushing this agenda. And by the way, those that are submitting to it, they're just as guilty. They're accomplices to the crime. CNN producer hit with a $15 million civil suit. For what? Child trafficking. Remember when the ABC producer about 2.5-3 months ago was busted for doing the same thing, downloading child pornography? Isn't that insane? That's just insane. It truly is. I wanted you to see this. Some of you might know who this guy is, and I've warned you about him before. You guys have all heard of Charlie Kirk, right? You know, the do-gooder that goes into colleges and he just reaps millions and millions from donors. Just comes out of nowhere. Yeah. Yeah, we understand where he gets his money from, and it's not good. But I did want to highlight that Breitbart just took the time in exposing him as well. Finally. And this includes Candace Owens and others that are a part of the same source as to where they're getting their money from. And I'm not saying that Candace Owens is advocating for the sodomite agenda, but I am telling you that Charlie Kirk is one of those guys that's doing just that. He has an organization called Turning Point. They come across as do-gooders. He just pledged $5 million to fund a Wisconsin ballot chasing efforts with Scott Presley, who is an open sodomite. And I don't know why, but Charlie Kirk, I guess he's just arrogant enough to believe. He's one of those. You ever notice people that are arrogant? They're the people that don't have any reason to be arrogant. Well, this is one of those guys. And he's got no spine. But he's constantly out there, and he's getting help to be out there, and this is why he has the help in being out there, because what it is that he's willing to give a high five to. The sodomite agenda. We played video of him saying, oh, it doesn't matter to me either way. Well, guess what, Charlie? You're not the standard. Jesus Christ is. But don't sit there and call yourself a Christian when you're not. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Charlie Kirk is a liar, and he's a fraud. We just want to make clear that you understand who these people are. Okay? Again, just want to make sure that you understand turning point. You might hear these guys come into a city near you, a town near you. They're no good. They're the little leaven in the lump that the Lord warned us of. And he said, purge the lump that it might be holy. That's not what this is. And furthermore, someone might say, well, Bradley, you're being judgmental. Nope, I'm just giving you reference to the judge's word. I am not the standard no more than this guy is, but I am holding to the word of God. And there's a big difference. Jesus Christ is the standard, period. Okay? I'm so humored by people when they say, I'm a Christian, but this is what I believe. You died at the cross. What are you talking about? Grace is given to those that are dead in transgression. Ephesians 2:1. Read Romans 6:1 as well. What are you talking about? If we're crucified with Christ, we're buried with Christ, we're baptized with Christ, then we're risen to the glory of the Father in Christ, not outside of Christ. And again, I don't care about what Charlie Kirk's opinion is when it comes to the sodomite agenda. And if it was okay during the time that he was born, he would have never been conceived. People don't think things through, friends. But again, pay attention to who's out there. Again, this is another one of those guys. He's not being censored. He's giving way at every given corner. Just like so, folks, if they're not being censored, I'm telling you right now, you better ask yourself the question, why aren't they being censored? Either they're a part of the answer or they're a part of the problem. And if they're not being censored, I just gave you your answer. They're a part of the problem. Wanted to highlight this, too, for my Saturday friends. Police found four children hidden in a bedroom behind drag party featuring alcohol, drugs, sex toys, and a dead man. Isn't that crazy? That all happened in Boston. And simultaneously, at the same time, they had the biggest satanic, get-together in American history. At the same time, don't they go hand in glove? Yep. Oh, folks, it's a bad, bad place to put yourself. God is not going to, my father, my daddy, Abba Father, is not going to leave himself without witness concerning what these men are advocating. As you can well see. And I love Bonaparte's quote when he said, the Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature. It is a power that conquers all that oppose it. And George Whitefield comes to my aid even now by the Holy Ghost. And what did he say? He said, all politics aimed at the church end in self-destruction. You thought the American people, with all the understanding that they have and knowledge and light that they have, they would have taken the time to know how to prevent another war on the horizon. The best way to stop World War III is to prevent it, folks. But it's coming again, and we're in the middle of it. And what an opportunity that we have, folks, to prove the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Here's another one for you. Wanted you to see this one as well. This is coming from the Blaze again. Good for those guys over there. Gay man, right? Claimed he was set on fire in hate crime attack, but cops seen the video and say it shows him beating up pregnant women who fought back with the flame. Wow. They sure like to put themselves in the position of the victim, don't they? Oh, folks, and I could spend, and we did throughout the month, we highlighted much of that. It's exactly what they do. We just did a protest last Saturday at Target, and it's exactly what these people do. We had one lady walking around, going back and forth. I was the first person she came up to and said, why don't you just leave these people alone? I told her we're not going to turn the other cheek when it comes to them that are advocating crimes against the children. And what we noticed is the one that said, leave the people alone, was going around like a little pest, badgering everybody that was protesting that day. Oh, Ah, gee whiz. And that's about as light in crime as those people get. Oh, here's another one. Did you see this, folks? Penn State chemistry professor. This is brand new. This is what they're proud of. And all those that are just sitting back in the face of all that's going on, you should be a proud of it, too. Penn State chemistry professor begged cops to shoot him when they caught him, busted him performing sex acts on his pet dog. Not a joke. Folks, I've said before, Franklin cover-up case by John DeCamp concerning the crimes within the White House and those that are trafficking children and sacrificing children. They have been known to say that people would never believe that we're guilty of such crimes because it is unthinkable. That is exactly what they're guilty of. We also took the time to show you, friends, last week, another young guy who was busted having sexual intercourse with his animals. And what does the Bible say that you're supposed to do with somebody that does that? You're supposed to put them to death. Okay? Why? Because they've crossed the lines. They've crossed the lines, friends. If you ever wonder why that scripture doesn't cover crimes against children, let me remind you for the third time this month that it was unthinkable. You didn't go there. And as I said during the beginning of the month, that when you go there, you cross lines because there is high-handed sin. That's what that is, Numbers 15. Read also Hebrews 26, 10:26, and go down to verse 30 as well. There comes a point where you know the knowledge of the truth where there no longer remains a sacrifice for your sins. Well, the Lord calls them an abomination for a reason. And if you look at Sodom and Gomorrah, Genesis 18 and 19, you can see that the Lord destroyed them because man would not take heed to his word. And there was Abraham and Lot and his wife that turned and they got out of Dodge. And the Lord rained down balls of fire. Which, by the way, you can go to WyattMuseum.com and you can actually see some of those sulfur balls which they have in their museum directly from Sodom and Gomorrah during that particular time. Okay, well, this is what I think we're all looking for. We see that in certain parts, Belarus is now planning, and in certain parts of the world, Belarus is to introduce chemical castration of pedophiles. That's not the answer neither. Either we're going to keep the statutes that the Lord gives, or we're going to get the fallout from disobedience towards him by taking heed to fallen, reprobate man who's making an indulgence off of their disobedience towards God. Read Mark 7 when you get a moment. Making the commandments of God void through what? The commandments of men. But Belarus is to introduce chemical castration to pedophiles. A lot of times what happens is when these guys get in jail, pedophiles, they don't last very long. Okay, because other criminals that are in prison have been violated by pedophiles. Bonnie and Clyde. Matter of fact, did you know that Clyde was what ruined Clyde? Is he was sodomized in prison by force. And they said that ruined him. And the list goes on. Jeffrey Dahmer. You guys all know who Jeffrey Dahmer is. The top six serial killers in America were all sodomites. Dahmer was one of those guys. He was the one that used to go to gay bars. This is most of the information they left out. But Dahmer used to get his victims from gay bars. And then what he would do is he would strangle them after he drugged them up. And then he would chop up their bodies and put them in his freezer. Pretty bizarre, isn't it? Do you understand why the Lord said they're an abomination? That's what it is. That's what this leads to. Bradley, that's just way too far. No, it's really not too far because it's becoming common today. And what's even worse is when you sit there and you look at the young people in this country and in other countries that are being indoctrinated by their teachers. Look at this guy right here. This is incredible. This is a teacher kicking his student out.
No, I'm sorry, but you were saying there's not many.
Because the student said there was two genders.
Yeah, how was what I was saying?
Because I was saying that the Trump website is that there are more than one gender in this country.
That's your opinion.
That's my opinion. And that is an opinion which is acceptable.
Okay, so this guy, because he's being moved by public opinion, this said teacher, he said, it's my opinion and it's accepted. No. It's accepted by force through totalitarian systems of government.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD, and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Okay, and the saga continues, right? Target removes satanic pride items. Well, the question is why did they put it there in the first place? Right? Most didn't see this, but here's some pictures on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. Contend for the faith if you'd like. Jude 3 and 4, 1-866-582-9933. Here it is. It is a picture on a kid. It says homophobe headrest, and it has a picture of a guillotine. Whoa! What is that about? Well, they've been saying this for a long time. Don't you remember when Budweiser said there's so many Christians, but so few lions? Isn't that cute? What's going on with Bud Light, friends? This is nothing new. Oh, in all of these corporations that are allied, Isaiah 28, verse 18, do you know that they lost up to $45 billion so far? It's not about the money. It's not about the money. It has nothing to do with the money. It has everything to do with them forcing an agenda to demoralize you. Here's another one. Satan, and then it talks about pronouns, respects pronouns. It's a goat's head, and then it has a pride symbol on its head, symbol LBTQRSTUVWXYZ, and then it has a Ouija board. By the way, Witchmer in Michigan there, she ran her own or her whole re-election campaign on using a Ouija board. I don't know if you know that or not. And guess what? Her panel, her said administration, is she's surrounded with lesbians and sodomites. But again, we told you this 15 years ago, folks. But it goes on. And then they also, by the way, Target also has, thank you so much, Target, for helping me tuck my junk. It's a man dressed in a leotard walking around a Target store, thanking them. And what's even worse, friends, and I'm going to show it to you in just a moment here. There's so much to show you. I don't have enough. I have absolutely not enough time to show you the crimes that these corporations are guilty of committing. I did want to show you this. Because of the kickback of the people in the United States concerning the whole sodomite agenda, we see this all across the boards. Everything they touch falls back down on them, friends. That's why they have to go through by force. But look at this. Minnesota AG Keith Ellison, as if to suggest he was ever elected by 5.9 million people in the state of Minnesota. The law, folks, law enforcement hates this man. Keith Ellison is his worst own enemy. Minnesota AG Keith Ellison warns Target about their obligations to LGBTQ community. Isn't that interesting? Isn't this the guy that wants 200 to 300% more Muslims to come in from Somalia? Yeah, this is him. Look at he's pushing. And how many times have I told you this? Those that are coming from these certain countries, they're riding the heels of the sodomites. And what do? They all play the victim. And what do? They seek to tear down the law. That's what they do. Look at Keith Ellison. Look at exactly what he means to advocate for. But one question I have for everybody is, where did Keith Ellison assume authority? And let me ask you this. Where did he derive authority concerning the delegated authority given unto him by the people to create policy out of thin air to attack anybody that disagrees with his criminal agenda? And it is a criminal agenda. Where's he getting that from? The ignorance of the people that tolerate him. Here's the other thing. When you look at the likes of a Keith Ellison, because this is what he's been doing since day one. He's just been doing whatever he wants. He's a plant. There's no question about it. Tim Walz in the state of Minnesota is a plant. You're seeing this more and more. The obvious coming out concerning the governors across the United States. They're plants. And isn't it interesting? They're all advocating in unity, like Christy from New Jersey, talking about chemical child mutilation is okay as long as the parents approve of it. It's so unthinkable, folks. But they're all doing it because they're all planted there to do what they're doing because, you know, we've been told by Edmund Burke, if evil prevails, it's because good men do nothing. No, good men do not allow evil to prevail. Therein lies the problem. Those that call themselves good, they are not good. They are wicked. And who are wicked men? Those that disobey God. Those are the ones that know to do right, but they do nothing. Here, I want to say this to everybody, and I want you to listen carefully to me. Faith without works. Faith without works did not establish the church. Faith without works did not establish this country. You better read the Bible again. We do what we do because we're justified by faith, because the just shall live by faith. And we do what we do because we're saved, not to get saved. There's a big difference. And those that serve Jesus Christ, we serve him out of love for what the Father did on our behalf in bleeding Calvary red with their blood. Okay? I was going to make another point with Keith Ellison, but it's absolutely amazing. And this is it. If you want the definition of fascism, here it is. When corporations are dictated by government and they work hand in glove. This is why all the corporations, Cracker Barrel, Chick-fil-A is now a part of it, all jumped on board. Why? That is a fascist state. We have three branches of government that are supposed to break that up, that monopoly. That's not what they're doing. They're joining hands just like a Benito Mussolini to their own destruction, and that's sure to come. Rest assured, sin is a reproach to all nations. It's just a matter of time. But they're all doing it at the same time. Since when did Keith Ellison have the authority given unto him by the corporations or the people to tell the corporations what it is that they can have in their stores and what it is that they can't have in their stores? Who does he think he is? Folks, These are the people that it took no discipline for them to get to the place that they are now at. These are not the people that, or the type of people that you can help. These are the type of people that must lawfully be removed. Article 2, Section 4. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Now, this is what I wanted to get to. I was going to play another video by an Ohio mayor who stood up and went to a school board and told them, you're all going to resign or else you're all going to be arrested for what they were advocating through the schools. There's the law. There's a guy that understands the purpose of law. And this is what you need to understand, that we have to enforce the law. That's how this is going to stop. This is a violation and a transgression of law. Okay? Okay, so everything I just showed you, this is what I want you to see. Did you see good old Garth Brooks? Did you see what he had to say lately, friends? Garth Brooks says transphobic a-holes, he said, aren't welcome at his new bar. They're all being called in. They're all paying the devil his dues, aren't they? Garth Brooks says transphobic a-holes aren't welcome at his new bar. Y'all know who Bryan Adams is? He did the same thing. You ever heard of Pearl Jam? He did the same thing. You heard of Lady Gaga? She did the same thing. You heard of Madonna? She did the same thing. These are all there to distract the American people. Hey, folks, let me say it again. Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. All of these that you worship and buy their products, regardless if it's a movie or their albums, rest assured it's only a matter of time. Ask Taylor Swift, ask Britney Spears, ask them all, friends. When it comes time to standing up for the things that they claim as being Christians, is that what they're doing, or are they doing just the exact opposite? Yep. What are they told by the devil? Tell them you're Christians and advocate what I advocate for. Hey, folks, they know how this all works. We got Michael calling in from Texas. Michael, we got about 2 minutes. It's all yours, my friend. Go for it.
Brother Dean, you are on fire, my friend. And the sin of Americans is the apathy and the tolerance of this homo agenda. And I, my friend, I was guilty of it myself. I had the attitude of, well, if that's who you are, but just keep it to yourself. Because yep. We were tricked by the church, by Hollywood, and by the government to tolerate. And you and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, about the fallacy of love the sinner, but not the sin, you know?
Oh, right. Which, okay.
No. We must now take a hard stance. Zero tolerance. My son and I have boycotted as many homo agenda companies as we can. If we walk into a restaurant and the maitre d' is a sodomite, we're out. Okay? And that's what we have to do as Christians. We can no longer bend. This thing used to be bend but don't break. No. No more bending. Zero tolerance. We walk away. We remove ourselves. We get thee out of Babylon, my friend.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, amen. 2 Corinthians 6:17 comes to my aid, and James 4:4 does the same. Thank you for the call, Michael. That was a mandatory break. I believe I gave you everything that you needed to, or actually the time to vent, and hopefully we got that out. Hour two coming up. Hey, folks, the first time Christ came to slay sin in man, the second time he will come to slay men in sin. Don't separate the two. The act is not apart from the actor. Hour two coming up on the other side.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.